This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
In today's digital world, security is everything. But who's protecting your business from cyber threats? At MyTech1, we specialize in cutting-edge cybersecurity and managed services that keep you safe, secure, and operational 24/7. Visit MyTech1, MyTechOne.com or call 1-844-MyTech1. That's 844-648-3241. Your trusted partner in cybersecurity.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese. And I'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of the top leaders right here in the South Florida community. Well, as you know, audience, this is the fourth Saturday of the month where I will have on my good friend Tasha B. And she is the host of Ladies Talk Cyber, featuring topics on innovation and solutions for business and everyday life.
Miss Cleopatra.
Yes. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, I have to tell you, I've been told in the past that I must have been like royalty. But now I really meet somebody with named Cleopatra. And I'm like, you got to tell me about that. Tell me how that is. I'm sure you get jokes all the time, but it's like an elegant, classy, like, wow kind of thing.
Dog. Well, it's the only name I've ever had and known. So it was interesting being like 5 years old and going into kindergarten with my name and learning over time the history of Cleopatra. My father was a big history buff.
Okay.
So that's where the origin of the name is. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I love the name. It sometimes it gets me in front of the line a little faster because people are intrigued by it. So it was thanks dad for naming me Cleopatra.
Absolutely. It was a wise move. Unforgettable. And beautiful lady.
Thank you.
Her name is like unforgettable.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You have something very unique where you are taking a gamification component to learning another language.
Yes. Well, not so much learning. It's more of a, it's a exercise that you can play with if you have a foundation in the language already, right? So like, let's say a language like Chinese, if you can't read in the Chinese language already, then it will be tough. But if you can put it together, then you can, there is a learning component. So there needs to be a baseline of the language.
Okay, great. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I am originally from New York. I moved to Florida about 9 years ago now. I have a background in many different things, but I would say events and nonprofit fundraising is where the strong base of my career was from. And I've transitioned using some of that same PR and communication skills into healthcare. So right now I am the director of communications and community engagement at a local hospital, HCA Florida Westside Hospital. And just, you know, melting all of my background into one, I'm strong in the community. I love helping people, connecting dots, and I've been able to make a career out of that. So in all of that, I also have these ideas and, you know, groups of people that are willing to go on journeys with me with different kind of side gigs and things that I've had. So this app being one of them, it came out of a very organic experience. We were in Haiti and we wanted to play a game with a group of people. We were there celebrating one of our co-founders' weddings. And everyone didn't speak the same language. We had a lot of Creole speakers that were there and even some Spanish as well. So we wanted to just tailor the game for everyone. And so we started scribbling some words on pieces of paper in Creole and playing the game, which started off as the catalyst of this game. So creating fun, always fun. Everything has to be fun-based. I love having fun and just finding a useful way to apply it.
That's pretty cool. And you never know. It's like all these ideas that come out when you're in a relaxed mood.
Exactly. Yeah,
I'm very intrigued to learn more about this app that you're developing. Please tell us all about it.
Okay. The app itself is called My Native Tongue. So it is, it's a fun way to play with at least two people minimum. And it's a word, it's a language game. So what will happen is on your phone, like, you know, if it were on, a word would appear. And then it, I would be facing it out, but it would be facing you and you would be able to read the word, but I wouldn't be able to. So what you would do is give me clues to guess the word without me ever being able to know the word. And it's timed and it's fun. And we source words. The word mining is really where the magic is in the game because it relates back to your childhood, to fond memories, to cultural traditions, to holidays. And so we always wanted it to be, you know, remember that time when grandma used to tell us, go in the kitchen and get that. And it invokes these memories. And through that, you're, that's how you're learning the language.
That's beautiful. And I can see how it's bringing people together and bringing families together. And it's interesting because it's tech, this technology, right? It's leveraging technology, but it's bringing unity versus separation. Which
exactly. You said that beautifully. Like I need that soundbite because that's exactly what it does. In my beta testing, what I didn't know what would happen was, you know, just being in the house and just playing with the kids and playing with my mom and, you know, different times, like people, I wanted to watch gameplay interaction, but seeing my daughters play with my mom just gave me a huge eureka moment on the multi-generational function and how that was working out. Right. So my kids were able to use the phones that I often tell them no technology, but I would allow it in this instance because they're playing with grandma and connecting. So bringing my mom into our current age of technology and what's going on. So that was a beautiful discovery.
You know how through technology today, a lot of traditions are lost. And bringing this type of tool or resource to people helps bring back that culture. That's the way I see it. Do you see that? Do you find that as well?
That's how I find it as well. That's exactly how we see it. It's through words, but words invoke so many memories and resonate with people in different ways. And they force you to just think back on things that maybe your brain hasn't been really processing or in a happy place that you haven't really been to. And so the phone is like, I think it's an extension of our bodies these days. So having it in the palm of your hand and able to play at any time our goal is anytime you're in a group setting of two or three or more, and you want to have a good time, that it would be a perfect game to play to kind of spark that and bring laughter and joy and education.
Absolutely. And do you have, so what aspect of gamification do you have, like in the specific word, say like it's older generation, and say, I'm thinking like from healthcare, for example, and you say they're in the elderly, elderly homes, then it could be a game that they can play among themselves. Or younger generation, where do you see this going?
Well, right now, I would say that our demographic would be between 12 and 45 that we see would really be the ones downloading. And any age range outside of that would be introduced by that demographic. But I see it, for me personally, like Thanksgiving is coming up or any of the holidays, once it's a group setting and people want to do something after you've done the catch up, this is a great unifier. I think it's really fun also for competitive people. Like, let's get a game going. We have a lot of, we're in a melting pot of a city now. So I have a bunch of friends that speak Spanish. It would be fun for a Haitian group versus the Cuban group. And let's see who's going to win. There's a lot of different dynamics. And we can also swap and do a mix of both. And also, let's see how test our Spanish skills.
I can completely see that, extremely competitive.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Battle of the Flags. Like, that's really one of the, I would love to host a game night, and everyone comes in with the dishes from their cultures and their flags. And then we just have like a World Cup game. Like,
I'd love to do something, Ladies Talk Cyber, and do something. That would be amazing. And just look, and even learning about the different cultures and appreciating the uniqueness of every culture would be beautiful.
Yes. It would be. I'm first generation Haitian. Okay. So I was born in America. So I speak Creole, but I speak English. I believe whatever language, if I gave you a wad of cash, whatever language you count that money in is your first language. So if someone gave me a wad of cash right now, I would count it in English. That's how I count in English. But I also think in Creole a lot as well. But what happens now is if I have that mix, my kids now, what will happen? We're going to start losing the language over time. So I think this is a fun way of me not shoving my culture down their throats to make sure that they still resonate with it, but we're doing it in a fun way.
That's excellent. And as a woman, and I'm going to say you're in tech, even though you're in healthcare, but you're healthcare IT. Yep. what is one of your approaches? Like, what is your approach on going to market?
I think my approach is exactly what I would use in my community networking skill set and even healthcare. I bring it to the tech market and I lean in on my vulnerabilities. I have no problem saying, I don't really know what that is, or I don't know, and learning through that. I think that comes with age as well. We don't have to know everything, but I think if you come with the passion and a willingness to want to be part of something, you'll learn along the way. And that's what's been going on for me. It's actually been really fun.
Well said. It is so much truth. As you grow in life and you learn, when you learn and finally get that you don't really know anything, that's when you know.
That's it. When you're not trying to fake it, you're actually able to learn a little bit more. So though there is a lot of faking it till you make it as well, I think a healthy mix of both has been really helpful. Being authentic and just coming as my complete self.
I love your values. I love where you're going with that. I totally relate to it. And you can't do nothing but appreciate the realness.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. But I do. I say, like, by day, I'm healthcare. It depends on where you catch me. But then today, right now, with this hat, I'm a woman in tech. So it's okay to wear multiple hats. We all do.
We all do. Excellent. How did you start funding this? Was this something that you did on your own? Do you have other people that you've talked to help for other people that are inspired by what you're doing and have their daytime job and they want to pursue something they think would really be cool? How did you do it?
Yeah. So this right now has been 100% self-funded. It's myself and my five other co-founders have been funding it. We're right now in a place that to reach the next level, the next stage, we are looking for investors, partners, some guidance. So that's the stage that we're at right now, as far as with the development to get to our 2.0. The milestones have been long, and there's rigorous times and understanding coding and speaking with developers. And, you know, it's been quite a journey, and there's sometimes that you're exhausted. And then you watch someone play, and in such an innocent way, something that you've been living with for so many months and years even, and the joy that they get makes it all worth it. You remember why you started this journey again. So I think I'm in that phase again right now. I think like your interest in hearing more about it has really inspired me. I was like, oh my gosh, we definitely have to keep going with this and get it to market fast, because there is a craving, there is a need for it. I see it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just thinking too, from a therapeutic perspective, you know, being in the medical industry, being able to create happiness in people's lives, you know, and joy, I can see that transcending into that therapeutic world.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you for making that correlation. It is just something that I like to do. Like I said, I like connecting people. I like putting people in a place of excellence, and so they can strive. And if this is going to do that for anyone, then I would love that. Just anytime we can make a human connection, we've achieved something for that day. And that's what I would love to see.
Why can't there be more youth out here?
I think there are, but they're shy.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, I have just to highlight, I have a special guest here with me.
Okay.
Introducing Mr. Reese.
Well. Hi, Cleopatra. I think we know each other from a previous meeting. And so I want
to... Yes, we do.
A lot of your incentives are very strong. I took some notes with your development, and I thought maybe fundraising.
Oh, absolutely.
So we can do a game night fundraiser. Mm-hmm. So those people participate.
Thank you.
And pay a little something to get in. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you use that proceeds to help grow your initiative. Also was looking at getting this into the schools. I probably know you have a go-to-market strategy, which I have not been privy to, but I know the way that things work here in South Florida. This is what I call an events town. So if you have an event that you think can really make it happen, I thought that would be very, very good. Oh, one of the questions that I know the listeners will ask is, how much does it cost?
How much does it cost to download the game?
Yes.
So it's free to download because, you know, I think that everyone always has to take a little taste tester. So it's free to download. But when you download it, you will get a free set of 25 words, which will give you about 2 or 3 rounds. By this time, after you've reached the second or third round, you definitely are invested and want to play. And that's when we get into a tiered package system. And starting at 99 cents and different, at $1.99, $3.99, $4.99, and the highest package is $9.99, which is in unlimited words. It's based on word packages, based on how many words you would like to download.
Now, on that same note, is it downloaded in the language or can you download several languages?
Great question. So when you download the game, there's an option to choose amongst several languages, 13 languages. So the gameplay, you can do one round in Spanish and then you'll do another round in Chinese, or we have various different languages that you can do, but you can play in different rounds within different languages.
David, you know, thinking about this, I'm for the school, the educational system, kids today learn differently. Mm-hmm. This is a perfect way to teach them learning another language, vocabulary. You know, just sometimes through that method, it's in comparison to just a standard book online.
1,000%, just standard sight words. We've spoken about this to different schools and different educators, they've shared that English as a second language, ESL teachers, that this would be very helpful for them, especially for children that just come to the country. And sometimes to disarm them and make them feel more comfortable, if they're reading a word in their native language, how this would work in the reverse for education is the word would be in their native language, but the clues that they would give would be in English or the language that they're trying to learn. So shudzia and creole means pot, what you cook in a pot, right? So if the word was shunzi and they read it and you were asking them clues, the clues could be, you eat food, you make food in this, it's on the fire. And that way they're drawing from different places in their brain to get to that point, not understanding that it is a form of education and learning the English language.
So on that same note, let's look at implementation. How have the schools been receiving you? Because it seems to me that this would be ideal for the second graders or the third graders. And within that elementary school system, when the kids are at their most vulnerable to learn, how have you felt that that's working, or do you have a strategy for that?
So the strategy, there would have to be a separate game that we would have to build out in order for them to download to have those words vetted. Right now, the words that we're using, the source words, are coming from different places, but the school system would need to make sure that it's appropriate for children and it's on par with their structure, their schedule of where the students are learning their words.
Well, I want to thank Tasha for giving me the opportunity to come on her show.
Yes.
To talk with you. And I think there's a lot of information. Just got to help you brand it. And I think with the new website coming out and things that are coming down the pipe, I think it'll be a good gateway that we can take advantage. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Latasha to do her thing. Go ahead, Latasha.
Thanks, David.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it. And thank you for having me as well, Latasha. This is like the platform. Anytime that we're able to speak to someone and spread the message and perhaps inspire others, it's such a blessing. It's such a win. So thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Just a couple more questions. What is your vision? Where do you want to go with this? In another year, your five-year game plan, where do you want to see yourself?
I want this to be worldwide. I want the same way people have WhatsApp on their phone and it's a global app. I want this app to be that same way. And anytime you think about fun, I would like every Disney line, because you have everybody from every country there. Everyone's playing this as they're waiting to get on the rides. And it's just the go-to app for fun.
That's a very good idea. It sounds like you have a roadmap. You have a cleared roadmap. There's demand, like you mentioned before. There's interest. So now it's continuing to map that interest to your strategy and implementation and having the right team players involved. And, you know, you mentioned before working with developers. Have you had any challenges working with different tech teams? Is there a certain platform that you've liked over another?
Well, you know, we had a set of developers that were based here in the United States that were great. A challenge that I think that we encountered is our first team of developers didn't speak another language. They only spoke English. Okay. So getting them to understand why certain things had to be coded a certain way and how the words had to make them feel, there was a loss in connection there. So that was really, really interesting. Right now we have developers that are abroad and it's great working with them as well. I think I've learned a new perspective with the international feel of it, which is wonderful as well. So I think with every time you meet someone, you learn something and they learn something from you, and then another idea spins off of it.
Absolutely. And yeah, when it comes to leadership, because you said you're the director at one of the hospitals, right?
Yeah.
How do you apply that same leadership into your own business?
I think I'm just like this in all aspects of my life, how I am. I don't think it ever kind of turns off. I like to field all suggestions, but I think we just, the same way I would be in the workplace, you just follow up and look, you know, turn over every rock and see every opportunity and follow up and note taking and organization. I think, you know, and you meet people all the time. You don't know where a networking connection will go. So just making sure that you just maintain that communication and that stream.
Perfect. So, you know, that was a question by intent for the audience. I wanted the audience to see how in your personal life and your business life and whatever you do, it's making sure you're secure and you're comfortable with who you are and where you are and keep growing, yeah, and keep pushing. And so I like that. And just to, in your career in healthcare, what made you go that route?
I think I have a I've always admired healthcare, not clinical because I get like icky around blood and stuff like that. But my I have a long history of healthcare with administration, with in New York where I'm from. My mother was a nurse in New York in a nursing home. So I've always been around healthcare and appreciated just what you do for people, right? And now I get to go to a place that's a little city is how I kind of see it. It's 24 hours. It's always busy. There's different groups of people that everyone's doing something. There's someone in the kitchen. There's someone cleaning. There's someone saving lives. There's just so many people, a team of people that are helping save lives in many different ways. So there was a local, I had a friend, you know, through my networking that said that there was a position available in communications at my local hospital and would I be interested? And I read the job description and it felt like my whole career was preparing for this role. So in all the different things that I've ever done, I'm able to apply it here. And there's never been a day since I've been working there that I would say, I don't feel like going to work today. I enjoy going to work every single day. The only thing that would take me away from the hospital right now is if I have to go traveling the world with my native tongue to go word mining, because I really feel that I have to be boots on the ground connected with the culture in order for it to resonate and work.
Absolutely. And it's a very impressive background. And I do have a personal appreciation for those who do serve others and give back and care for other people. So I do want to say thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
I do appreciate all your time and all the efforts you're doing. And I'm looking forward to your success here at Ladies Talk
thank
Cyber.
Thank you.
We totally support you and we'll do whatever we can to help you with your initiatives and to get you out there in the community.
Thank you so much. That really, really means the world to me. From the moment I met you, you have such a kind heart and spirit to you that it was just like a spark. I remember that when we met. No, I'm serious. I was on like a pause break with the app, you know, recently. And it's just like, you know, we were at, you know, where we were wasn't an environment to talk about it. But there was just something about you that made me pour out. And I'm so happy that I did. So thank you for creating this space always to be supportive and welcoming and. You know, it could be a lonely journey sometimes. So thank you so much.
I do. I understand. And it's like I always tell, I share with people, you can either be the light or darkness in people's lives. And I choose to be the light. I mean, there's beauty in everybody. There's like, you know, we're actually one unit. We're one team in the end.
Yeah. Thank you. And I'm excited to share, you know, all of the updates with you and to see how we can work together towards this. I'm very, very excited.
Absolutely. And how, if anybody from the audience has any questions, how would you suggest they reach out to you if they want to learn more? You have investors, you never know who's listening. How do you reach out to you?
First, anyone that's watching and listening, the best way to really understand the power of the game is to watch gameplay videos, which are posted on our social media. So If you go to MyNativeTongue_app on Instagram and also on LinkedIn, it's My Native Tongue Game App. You'll be able to see the game really in gameplay. Feel free to send a message through there. If anyone wants to contact me through you, that's wonderful as well. I would love all eyes on this. I love all perspective. And if we can represent your culture in a better way, please let me know. I'm all ears.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
I do appreciate it. And David, do you have anything in closing?
No. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me the time. I truly appreciate it.
Ladies Talk Cyber with your host, Tasha B., powered by South Florida Community Roundup Show.
This podcast was powered by Intellex and by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.